Welcome everybody. Shir number 1489. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, we started talking about last time some various interesting things, a little bit out of the realm what we were discussing other shirim. In other words, in reference to reading manuals, like do-it-yourself manuals, studying for, so let's say somebody's an engineer, we said, right, you're not supposed to be reading engineer books, a musician, I'll read the books about music and be able to play better, all these different type of things, will all fall under the categories of Mimsai Chefsecha, brought down the Sefer Lamedes Malachas. I want to just get back to what we were talking about a few shiurim ago, and that is, again, the we're working a little bit out of right now the Sefer Lamedes Malachas on page 99, going through some examples, just a chazer over and then moving a little bit further. Now, he brought the Sefer Lamedes Malachas, he brought down from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa from Perek Chav Tes over there, but so the original example that we spoke about, the construction style, construction site, we spoke about, and right, we said a person's building a house, or it's their business, or they go to inspect, or whatever the case is, they're not doing anything, that's not allowed to be done. We mentioned the case, which probably won't come up too much, person gets a shipment somewhere, and they go to just to inspect it, again, they're not signing any papers, anything like that, but they're just going to go and inspect it, it's for their business, all that is not allowed to be done. Some other interesting examples he brings down. This one could apply. He brings down, again, on page 99, one may not inspect a house or an apartment that one wishes to rent or buy, right? Shabbos, I have some time, so I'm going to, there's a certain apartment five blocks away that I'm interested in, right? So I have some time Shabbos. I'm not going to be signing any papers. We're not doing any business transactions, obviously. I'm not buying anything, and we're not even shaking on the deal because all that's also to do. Be it as it may, but I'm just going to go inspect the apartment, or there's a house for sale, you know, I'm going to go look at the house, I have intentions of possibly buying that house, right? So we said you need two things. We said you need, number one, it has to be recognizable, right? And number two, your intention. In other words, I need an apartment, so I'm going to that apartment with the intention and to go inspect it. I'm looking for a house. People know, or whatever the case is, it's understandable. I'm looking for a house. I go to look at a certain house for sale, with intentions of possibly maybe one day buying it or whatever. So all that is not supposed to be done. It brings down one, again, from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, one may not inspect a house or apartment that one wishes to rent or buy. Now, like we said last time, if it's not without the intention, I'm just going for a leisurely walk, and I happen to walk by, you know, there's a lot of construction going on nowadays, which there is in certain areas anyways, and I look at this one, I look at that one, I want to see where this person's up to with their house, or I look at the other person where they're up to with their house, as far as construction, I'm just passing by, I'm not going there like specifically with any intention, whatever, just I'm going for a leisurely walk. So all that is not a problem. We're talking about, again, with the intention, somebody has in mind, this apartment, this house, or whatever. And that would not is not supposed to be done. Okay, so now going further, the next example it brings down is one may not go to one's place of work to enable oneself to commence with the work immediately after Shabbos, right? Obviously, now it's Shabbos. I'm not going to work, but I'm in such a major rush for work, so I'll just, you know, sort of like go to the office and wait outside or something like that, or go to the store, you know, that I have to open and just whatever. I'll wait outside or something along those lines. I'm not going in there. I'm not doing anything, but I'm just doing it like this. As soon as Shabbos is over, I'll whatever, say Baruch HaMavdil and Kodesh L'chol, whatever the case might be, and then go into the store and do what I have to do. But now it's Shabbos. Oh, so even though you're not going in, so that again, the same thing. Obviously, it's your business, recognizable, number one. Number two, you're going there with the intention. Again, the same, please, the same case that we spoke about last time. You're going there with the intention of that. I'm, you know, right at the shop, so I'm going to start my work. So that, of course, cannot be done. That's all falling under Mimsei Chefsecha. So that's what he says. One may not go to one's place of work to enable oneself to commence with their work immediately after Shabbos. He goes, he says another interesting thing. Let's say there's a sale. Right? A lot of times you have like, you know, like a 2-day sale in a certain store or certain things. A lot of times you'll see a line outside, you know. So what I want to do, I want to go, I know over there I could get a certain refrigerator. I'll just give you an example. I have a refrigerator half price, or an oven half price, and that's what I need, right? And this in this store, but the sale starts whatever, you know, Matzi Shabbos or this and that. So what am I want to do? I know there'll be a lot of people online. It's a very good deal. So I'll go 2 hours before Shabbos, and I'm going to stand and wait there online. Again, I'm not doing anything. I'm not buying anything. I'm not even going into the store. There's no question of Maris Hayim where I go into the store itself or something like that. I'm just waiting online like this. As soon as Shabbos is over, I'll be the first one online or the second one online. I'll be able to chop the sale before they sell out or whatever the case might be. So what do I want to do? I'm going to go wait by the store, right, an hour or two before Shabbos or whatever the case is. So that you also cannot do. Obviously, the same thing, again, it's recognizable. That's what I'm doing. I'm there for the sale. And number one, number two, my kavan is, I want to chop the sale and catch it right after Shabbos. One may not wait in front of the store before the end of Shabbos to be able to shop immediately after Shabbos. That's how he brings it down. Again, buying and selling is, of course, also to do. So therefore, doing this action on Shabbos, when even though you're not doing the buying and selling, but you're doing this action on Mimsei Chefsecha with the intention and the, you know, it's Nikar B'Kach, another is recognizable. So again, one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. In the last case, he brings down, like we mentioned a few times, one may not wait at the bus stop or the train stop, or whatever the case is, to get right on and right after Shabbos, like this still save time. You know, right after Shabbos and not have to start traveling to the bus stop or train station or so on. So just those are just some important examples I wanted to go through, brought down in the Sefer Lama Tes Malacha, so we get a better understanding and actual practical applications, what it's all about. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha v'racha kol tov.